You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Amos Oz, author and peace activist, passed away on Friday, aged 79. His daughter, Fania, said he died peacefully in his sleep after a short battle with cancer. One of Israel's most prolific writers and respected intellectuals, Oz began his storytelling in his early 20s. He published more than a dozen novels, including My Michael and Black Box, as well as collections of short fiction, works of non-fiction, and many essays. His work was translated into more than 35 languages. His acclaimed memoir, A Tale of Love and Darkness, first published in Hebrew in 2002, became an international bestseller. Tzvika Tzvi Levi, the Israel Prize-winning social activist known as the father of the lone soldiers, passed away yesterday at age 70 after years of suffering from ALS. Levi founded the Lone Soldiers Organization in 1997, which supports 3,500 young people annually who leave their families abroad to volunteer for Israeli army service. The organization also serves more than 1,500 Israeli soldiers who come from disadvantaged backgrounds or who are estranged from their parents. Israel will be going to the polls to elect the 21st Knesset on April the 9th. Prime Minister Netanyahu announced on Monday that he was dissolving the current parliament after it became clear that the coalition bill on conscripting Haredim for national service would not pass. The bill, that had been expected to pass because of the support of much of the opposition, was stymied when the leader of Yesh Atid, Yair Lapid, withdrew his support, claiming that it had come to his attention that, that the government planned to direct funds to the various yeshivot that would be affected by the loss of payments to students who would now have to serve some sort of national service. He said he would not be party to an arrangement that was buying support from some of the Haredi community. On Wednesday, Knesset Speaker Yoel Yuli Edelstein formally dissolved the parliament after the Knesset vote to do so. Opinion polls conducted late last week showed that Likud still had a strong lead over other parties, but potential criminal charges against the Prime Minister as well as new players could alter that. Former Likud Defence Minister and IDF Chief Moshe Yaalon yesterday ruled out serving in a government led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he continues talks to form a political bloc that could challenge the Likud party. Yaalon has become an outspoken critic of Prime Minister Netanyahu since resigning in 2016 over his replacement by Avigdor Lieberman as Defence Minister. On Tuesday, Yaalon announced he would form a new party ahead of the Knesset elections. Benny Gantz, who commanded the military when Yaalon was defence minister, formally entered politics on Thursday with the registration of his new party, Israel Resilience. Surveys have said that Gantz's party would finish second to Likud in elections, though well behind it. Gantz was reported to have turned down an offer by Avi Gabay to take over the reins of the Zionist Union Coalition. In a shock announcement, Education Minister Naftali Bennett, leader of the Beit Yehudi party, and his ally Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked last night announced their departure from the party and formation of a new platform ahead of the coming general elections, naming their party Hayimin HaChadash, or the New Right. The two said they would serve as co-leaders of the new party. The Beit Yehudi was founded in 2008 as a continuation of an alliance between the National Religious Party and the National Union. Bennett became its leader in 2012 and was joined at the helm by Shaked. The future of that party is now uncertain. An Israeli security official confirmed on Wednesday that Israel carried out an overnight airstrike in Syria. The official said the Air Force had attacked several Iranian targets in three main locations late Tuesday and early Wednesday. He said the targets were primarily storage and logistics facilities used by Iran to ship weapons to Hezbollah. Israel also destroyed a Syrian anti-aircraft battery that fired at the Israeli planes, with the claim that Iranian forces are operating less than 80 kilometers from the Israel border, contrary to Russian assurances. Earlier on Wednesday, Russia criticized the airstrikes, saying they had endangered civilian flights. The Israeli official said, however, that Israel alerted Russia about the airstrikes ahead of the time and the flights were endangered by Syrian anti-aircraft fire. Israel has destroyed a fifth Hezbollah tunnel near the Lebanese border. Cement that was poured in on the Israeli side could be seen emerging in the southern Lebanese village of Kfar Kila, supporting Israel's claim that Hezbollah was using civilian cover for its illegal operations. UNIFIL confirmed on Friday that the tunnel was in violation of UN Resolution 1701, but has still not named Hezbollah as responsible for the violation. An IDF combat helicopter attacked a Hamas position in the southern Gaza Strip yesterday in response to an earlier rocket launch into Israel. The rocket fired on Friday was the first such incident in over 6 weeks. A cluster of 10 balloons attached to an explosive device landed on Friday near a kindergarten yard in Moshav Kfar Maimon in the Sdot Negev Regional Council, close to the border with Gaza. The police were called to the scene to neutralize the device. Thousands of Palestinians protested along the Gaza border on Friday, with one death reported. It came to public attention on Thursday that the tombstone of the father of Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit had been vandalized, and police are investigating. Mandelblit has come under criticism both for investigating police charges against Prime Minister Netanyahu and for not deciding quickly enough on whether he will proceed with prosecutions. The vandalism was condemned by both sides of Parliament, with the Prime Minister saying it crosses a red line. Dr. Shmuel Rishpon, the top physician in the Health Ministry's Northern District, has forbidden 14 children from attending kindergarten because their parents refused to vaccinate them. The decision marks the first ever order given by a state medical official and comes amid a nationwide outbreak of measles caused by the refusal of some communities to vaccinate. The Prime Minister arrived in Brazil on Friday for the first state visit of an Israeli leader to a Latin American country. Deputy Foreign Minister Tzipi Hotalevi said that the Brazilian president's human rights record was irrelevant to foreign policy decisions and that Israel was ready to forge relationships with any state that offered her economic and diplomatic benefits. The Bank of Israel's new governor, Amir Yaron, was installed on Monday, a day after a slump in the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange triggered by losses in New York the previous week. Yaron took up the position at a ceremony at the president's residence in Jerusalem, attended by Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Reuven Rivlin, and Finance Minister Moshe Kahlon. Israel welcomed some 4 million tourists over the course of 2018, a new record. This year saw an increase in tourism of 13% compared to 2017 and 38% compared to 2016. Tourism revenue exceeded 24 billion shekel. Although New Year is not marked here as a public holiday, Israel is counting off its achievements in 2018. The move of the US Embassy to Jerusalem and Netta's victory at Eurovision head the list. And Israel is expecting the first snow of the season today. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.